AG Safety's Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the show and let you know what you're in for. Common Sense Preparedness was designed to give the American public the much-needed information on how to manage and respond to any type of disaster we might face, natural, man-made, or personal. We will not tell you who to vote for or talk about conspiracy theories or when the world is going to end, but we'll get you ready in case that does happen. During this show, you'll be exposed to current emergency information from government and non-government sources, and we will talk about the true important information that everyone needs to know. First aid, CPR, what is a tornado, what to do during an earthquake, how to prepare a family emergency plan, a family emergency communication plan, how to hunt, fish, how to build a fire, what to do in case of power outages. The show will be hosted by myself, Tim Howard, and a variety of guests who will come and share their expertise with us. Nowadays, everywhere you look, someone is an expert. Just because someone writes a book or runs a blog does not make them an expert. However, my credentials? Well, they're pretty extensive with over 25 years field experience as a chemical biological warfare instructor, firefighter, correctional safety manager, area safety manager, safety inspector. I have been associated with various federal, state, and local governments. Currently, I'm associated with the FEMA think tank, OSHA field councils, and HE safety consultants. I have received numerous awards and citations throughout my career with the United States Air Force, U.S. Department of Justice, founding member of the United States Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Department of Labor. What does this mean? Well, it means you'll get reliable, verifiable information, not paranoia theories. I will share the experiences I have seen in the field since 1986, and I will be able to explain some of the why things are happening. Before we go any further, any information that you hear on the show or find on csp.hesafety.org is to be taken as informational only. We are not legal or medical advisors. We are here to give you alternate information to get you to think about things and use your own common sense to make your decisions. We do suggest that you talk to your personal medical and legal advisors to help you make a well-rounded, informative decision. Our website, csp.hesafety.org, has been designed to give you more information than can be found on this program. The website is free, so stop on by and begin your research with Common Sense Preparedness. You can download or review any of the past shows from our website and comment on any of the news articles that you may see. Also, please show some love to our sponsors. It is because of them we are able to reach you and offer you this life-saving information. Our sponsors have been selected based on the quality of service they offer to our listening audience. They are the vendors that should be of most interest to you. Common Sense Preparedness' mission is not to sell you anything, but instead it is to save as many lives as we can. It is sad to hear about any life being lost when it was avoidable. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at csp.hesafety.org.
Welcome to Common Sense Prepare with your host, Mike and Bob Howard.
Welcome to another edition of Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. Well, today is January 1st, 2013. Wow, where's time going? I remember being a kid and thinking about 2013. We'd be flying in the Jetson cars and having robots in every house and movable walkways and all that stuff. Guess that didn't happen. But 2013, here it is. Here we go. Everyone's been doing a year in review kind of stuff, and I wanted to take a look at Common Sense Preparedness and what we have accomplished and what we didn't accomplish, what our losses were this year. 2012 was a very, very eventful year. You know, we started off back in January 1st, 2012. We were broadcasting on a local AM radio station in the southeastern corridor of Arizona. Didn't have much followings. We had maybe one or two callers.
But honestly, the show wasn't the greatest. I was always nervous going on live. And we tried to our best. We tried to run some programs. We tried to run some contests, but nothing prevailed. So on January 1st, 2012, I decided that we were going to throw our hat into the internet ring and start doing some internet broadcasting. We quickly teamed up with Prepper Podcast. Guys over there are real good. James Smith, the Covert Prepper, real good people. And we went with Blog Talk Radio and BBS Radio out in California. Well, the response was phenomenal. We started gaining a following within 4 weeks. People were sending us emails. We were having downloads. We became one of the top-rated shows on Prepper Podcast and BBS Radio out in California. They tell us they love our show, and it's fantastic out there. We quickly became one of the number one rated shows on Top Survival Top 50 Reader's Choice Awards, and then everybody started taking a real good look at us. One of the reasons we started the show was because I got tired of listening to everybody on the internet. Obama this, Republicans that, Democrats this, blah, 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 blah. What was lacking out there in the internet was what we tried to bring. Verifiable, reliable information. We don't get into the politics. We don't get into either he said or she said. And that's what it's all filled out there. One of our models is basically research everything before you believe anything. If you do some research, especially on those who are out there right now, and we're not going to mention names, but you guys are educated, take a look around. Most of them are from things like InfoWars. If that is not a Republican-sponsored propaganda machine, I don't know what is. Take a look at some of their references. I followed one of their references one day, all the way back to the Russian Times. And I'm like, why are they reporting something the Russian Times are reporting? I mean, talk about propaganda. What you got to realize, folks, one of the reasons we don't get into politics is because most politics is propaganda. I don't care if you're from the right or the left, Democrat or Republican. Everybody's doing propaganda. I mean, I was watching the internet, and I watch, and I have my own opinions, and that's perfectly fine. That's what this country's made for, my opinions. I have the right to have my own opinion. Now, whether you share my same opinion, that's okay. Some do, some don't. But the point being is this. I was watching the internet one day, and I can't remember who it was. Somebody had voted for Obama. Okay, maybe I agree with the guy, maybe I don't. That's my opinion, and that's my personal choice. But what got me was the fallout this guy received from survivalists, from people who believe in the Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Well, you know what? Here's one thing you got to understand. When you talk about our Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights is for everybody, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. But the point was, these people came out and saying, oh my God, he needs to be strung up. He needs to die. And why? Because he has a different belief than you? He believes something different than you? I'm sorry. You call yourself a defender of the Constitution. Read the Constitution. Before you defend it, read what you're defending. It states in there that we are allowed to have our own opinions. That's what this country was made for. Freedom. So they were denying somebody else's freedom to vote whatever way he wanted to because it didn't go with them. Talk about propaganda. On a Democrat side, same thing. See, when you get into propaganda and when you get into politics, it's all about you will believe what I tell you to believe, or you're the devil. I don't care what side you're on. And you know what the problem is with politics? The politicians. All of them. Democrat, Republican, Independent. I don't care who you are. If you're in politics, there's a problem. Because you're going to try and tell me whatever I want to hear, tickle my ears so I can vote your way. Tell me the truth and then let me make my decision. You don't see a politician do that. I don't care who it was. Out of all the Republicans this year, not one of them told you the truth. Who was that guy? Kane? The 999 plan? Well, that was his opinion. And you know what? As a patriot, you're right. You have a right to your opinion. I might not agree with it, but that's up to me. Not, I'm going to condemn you because you have this such and such a plan. I might not vote for you. But then again, that's my freedom. Okay? When you defend the Constitution, you defend freedom. When I took my oath of office, and that's another one that's going around nowadays. The oath of office. You didn't swear allegiance to the government. No, I swore allegiance to my Constitution. To defend her from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And to this day, I haven't seen a domestic enemy yet. Let that sink in for a second. I have not seen a domestic enemy yet. He's not called a Democrat. He's not called a Republican. He's not called a militia member. None of them are enemies. Why? Because they're all voicing their own opinion. Who was it? Occupy Wall Street. They're voicing their opinion. And that's what this country's made for. Freedom. Freedom of opinion. Freedom of speech. One of the things that made me realize that, and I was a very young age, I had just come over from overseas. I went to Japan where there is no freedoms. I don't care what they say. They don't really have much freedoms. There's a socialist country over there. And they lie to them all the time. And people just believe it. Okay, it's the thing to do. Keep on going. No questions asked. I got back over to the United States and I had taken my oath of office. Defend my Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, I've done the foreign part. I was overseas for 3 years. Now domestic. Is the KKK a domestic terrorist or a domestic enemy of the United States? Not really. They're expressing their opinion. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't agree with their opinion. But they have an opinion, and this is what this country's made for, opinions. And freedom to express that opinion. I also have the freedom not to listen to them. I also have the freedom to badmouth them at any chance I get. But that's still part of my Constitution that I'm defending. Bring it down to where we're at nowadays. Democrat, Republican. One of the first things we said in Common Sense Preparedness, we will never get into politics. And to this day, we don't. I was approached by Ron Paul's committee. I was approached by Romney's committee. And I had to tell them both, I'm sorry, Common Sense Preparedness does not get political. No matter what the case is, whether I agree with you or not, I will not bring this into politics. Because the one thing most people fail to understand, politics is all about opinion. So everybody's wrong because they don't have my opinion. I'll be honest with that. You're all wrong because you don't share my opinion. Yeah, maybe not. But the point being, it's all part of our freedoms. Am I defending my Constitution because someone voted for Obama? Yes, I am. Am I defending my Constitution if someone voted for Romney? Yes, I am. What I think don't really matter. My oath of office is all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, the moron over here in Connecticut, yes, he's a foreign enemy. He's a domestic enemy. So is the guy who takes children and makes porno films on them. He is an enemy of the Constitution. Because that's not what the Constitution was made for. What about these people burning flags? Are they enemies? No, they're expressing themselves. Me kicking their butts? That's my expression. See the point? I might not agree with you. And that's what everyone's got to understand. They might not agree with somebody. but does not make them an enemy of the state. Whether that's a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, a Libertarian, or whatever they all are. I mean, yes, we even have the Communist Party in the United States of America. And they have the freedom to be here. I also have the freedom not to vote for them. I also have the freedom to badmouth them. But that's what it all comes down to. That's my First Amendment right, to say what I want, when I want, how I want. And you have the same right. So that was one of our founding cornerstones right there. We're not going to get into politics. The next cornerstone we had back in January of 2012 was the conspiracies. Oh my Lord. The conspiracy theories. The tinfoil hat people. If you talk to anybody that's in the prepper movement or the survivalist movement or preparedness, they all have a story about a tinfoil hat person they know. You're not looked down, you're not looked upon very favorably. Trust me on that one. And I had my run-ins with them too. I remember I was on one of the blog sites, and they were asking about what would happen during an emergency if in a prison. Now, I have 18 years experience in a prison. I ran some prisons, so I'm pretty knowledgeable about that. So the question come down to is, what would happen during an emergency in a prison? So I came out and I said, this was this and this is this. And then somebody came back and said, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. We should just let the zombies eat their brains. I said, excuse me, you're talking real zombies? He said, yeah. Or the aliens come from outer space to take care of the prisoners. Wow. Aliens and zombies, same sentence. Talk about some conspiracies. Some tinfoil hat situations here, folks. Everybody's got an opinion. Like I said, I might not agree with it, but I'm not going to always entertain them. I've had a lot of people respond to some of the news blasts we put out. I had one person tell me to find my inner peace. Find my inner peace? I'm just telling you about a medical situation. How is that not having my inner peace? Trust me. I come on the radio every week and talk to you guys and try to educate you guys. I'm not here to give you my opinions. And if you notice, most of my writings, most of the news articles that go out, none of it carries my opinion. If it does, I will state, this is my opinion. Agree with it or not. That is my respect to my listeners. You have the right to know what my opinion is, but you're going to know it's my opinion. And I could be wrong. And trust me, I usually am wrong. Just ask my staff. Ask my children. I'm always wrong. The point I'm making here is this. The two founding blocks on common sense preparedness were no politics, because you can't win at it, and no conspiracy theories, because no matter what happens, you look stupid. And we're not stupid here. The reason we put this all together was for one main reason, to save lives through education. I'm tired of responding to these disasters and seeing people die because they didn't know any better. That's got to stop. We're here to save lives through education. We're going to teach you. We're going to tell you what we think is important, what is the best way to do it through our experience. Now, I put a pretty good staff together, I've got to admit. I have former members of Team Rubicon, former members of Surge Force, founding member of Homeland Security, members on the FEMA think tank, OSHA, EPA, state and local law enforcement, firefighters. So you're getting a gamut of everybody. And the third stone that made the triangle for common sense preparedness, we're not just going to sit here and tell you about something. Oh, you should do this, or this is how you do this. We, believe this or not, are real American patriots, 21st century patriots. We are going to go out there and do our best to help people. We responded to these emergencies. We've responded to the Arizona wildfires, the tornadoes in Kentucky, the Hurricane Sandys. We get out there and we go, at mostly our expense, and we try and get sponsors to help us with that expense, but we get out there to save lives. That is the point here, saving lives. Most of these internet bloggers and this, that, and the other will tell you, well, I'm an expert. No, you're not. I'm not going to say names, but one lady is just a cook. She knows how to cook. And she's a professional preparedness person? I don't think so. Because if you take a look at some of your common sense and some of the things we do, none of it makes sense. Example, a year's storage in the house of food. Why? You're not going to be in your house for a year after a disaster, after an emergency, long term or not. All you did was store food for someone else to take, because you're going to have to leave that home sooner or later, and usually sooner. And then all that food is gone. You're not going to carry it with you. I remember watching Doomsday Preppers. The guy had two buses and a truck. Are you kidding me? I wish he was in my neighborhood, because I'd sit back on the roadway and wait for him, because I can trap two buses in a heartbeat. Don't matter how many guns you have, how many bullets you have, if I outnumber you, one of us will get a lucky shot off, and guess who's not going to make it to their retreat system? Guess who gets the buses and all that food? Me. That was one question I've always had in my lectures. They talk about, well, I've got a generator. Well, yeah, I got a noisy generator. Someone's going to come and try and take it. Well, I'll defend my generator. Well, how many bullets do you have? I got 500 bullets. Well, I got 1,000. One of them are going to hit you. You're not going to defend it 24 hours a day. Use some common sense here, folks. Think about it. I'm not right. I'm just telling you to think about it. Plain and simple. If you think about it, you'll start to realize a lot of the information out there is hogwash. I love the guys, we're going to fight the government. Are you kidding me? The government has a bullet that can be shot a mile away and still hit you in the forehead. How are you going to defend against that? Have you ever seen an M1 tank come rolling down the runway? Yeah, you don't fight that. You run and hide. How many people out there do they actually talk about camouflage and concealment? Because when it really does hit the fan, that's going to be your best friends. Camouflage and concealment. If you have to get into a gunfight, your chances of survival are now almost nil. The days of Red Dawn and all that stuff, that won't work. If you have to get into a gun battle, you might not survive the day. Somebody's not going to survive that day. If you run and hide and wait until they're gone, guess what? You get to live to the next day. We'll be right back with some more Common Sense Preparedness.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-TV, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com. Common Sense Preparedness brought to you in part by PatriotMusic.com.
America is known the world over for its passion for freedom and individual rights. If you love your country as much as I do, and if you'd like to hear great music inspiring this passion, check out PatriotMusic.com. Download music from three great albums, including a new album just released, with a cover you won't forget. PatriotMusic.com.
Hi, this is Matt Fitzgibbons with PatriotMusic.com. You're listening to Common Sense Preparedness with Tim Howard.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper. Have you ever wanted to make sure you had the right news? You want to avoid all that hassle of going through fluff piece after fluff piece and politician talking about another politician? Well, you can. Visit Prepper Podcast Radio Network News, PPRNnews.com. We're the number one site for preppers to get their news. You want to know about the tyranny going on in the world? PPRNnews.com. You want to know about disaster? PPRNnews.com. From disaster, finance, extreme weather, tyranny, the unrest in the Middle East, in America, in Asia. We are the number one source that people come to get the news that matters most to preppers. The Prepper Podcast Radio Network News. Visit us today, put us on your favorite, and visit us often. I guarantee you will not be sorry.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Rocky Mountain Survival Gear, your complete source for all things camping and prepping. They recognize the need of many people in the United States struggling to put together survival packs, not knowing where to start or what they need. So Rocky Mountain Survival Gear will be offering customized bug-out bags, emergency kits, and 72-hour bags to fit your specific needs. All you need to do is click on the items you need, and they'll put it together for you. Remember, once a disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. So prepare now for the future with Rocky Mountain Survival Gear. Contact them at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that's 720-244-9701. Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDV.com. Song from Atmosphere from the newest album called Entitled.
Out in the woods, west of Pittsburgh is home. Since my granddaddy's days, they left us alone. We lived on the river where we made panther's breath till the marshal brought death. We had fought for your freedom from here to the east. We cleaned out the Tories till the land was at peace. And we picked off the redcoats with our frontiersman aim. Then the tax man came. The Federalists said that they came for the war. The tax on corn whiskey distilled from us poor. That we needed some master to keep us in awe. So they declared martial law. We farmers decided we'd stick together. So we covered some tax men with tar and with feathers. General Washington headed the army again with 13,000 men. While the gallows are built, and it seems that my country is feeling some guilt. They say we've been pardoned, now their point has been made. But you should be afraid.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701. Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, the American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDB.com. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on theprepperpodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com.
Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. We were talking about a little bit of the common sense that are out there and why we started this stuff. You know, we got there, we started talking about what was real and not playing the politics, not getting involved, because you can't win in politics and you can't win with conspiracy theories. So not doing any of that, people who really started to listen to us. And we brought it out. I mean, hey, look, here's some common sense things. You know, in a disaster, I'm going to prepare you for disasters. Because if I say it's the end of the world stuff, you know, people are going to start looking at you. Most people are going to turn off right away, think you're a doomsday prepper. And trust me, that show did nothing for the movement. If it anything, I love that one. They come out and call us outcast. If you watch the show, it's what it come out to, outcast. So you're already saying that we're not part of regular society and we should be looked down upon. And then they have to mention doomsday. Once you mention doomsday, most people say you're a nut. So it's doomsday preppers. That just destroyed the prepper name. They looked at you, and they didn't even admit to it. You're an outcast. So, what are we doing? We're not doing anybody any good. And then they get the people that are so far-fetched. The one guy I saw, and I thought was so funny, he had pipe bombs. I've been in law enforcement 20 years, and I don't know what state pipe bombs are legal in. And that's what I'm saying to myself, watching this guy. Pipe bombs? Are you kidding me? What state is that legal in? I don't care if you're on your property or not. It's a terroristic weapon. Well, and then again, he was arrested, what, 3 days later? As soon as it aired? Yeah, they got the real smart ones here. I've heard other guys getting arrested off that show. Okay, you know, I stopped watching it. Their experts didn't make sense. The guy's preparing for an earthquake in L.A. You know what? If you have any common sense to you and you live in L.A., you're going to prepare for earthquakes. And at the end of his segment, they turned around and said, well, it'll never happen in our lifetime. The chance of that happening is 3%. Have you ever stayed put in L.A. for more than 4 days? You feel an earthquake, plain and simple, every 4 days. Now we're just waiting for the one that's going to be so big, we don't know what to do. And preparing for an earthquake in L.A., that makes sense to me. But according to their experts, it's not going to happen. Okay, you know what? It's time for that show to be over with. I lost my train of thought where I was going with that one. The point I'm making was, we didn't get into any of that. We started giving verifiable, reliable information. We talk about what's the medical conditions going on? Is there a pandemic going on? Is there, what's the new SARS like? How do you put a mask on? What kind of equipment should you have in case a pandemic does hit the nation again? And, yeah, let's not get into the H1N1 stuff, but we weren't prepared for that. We were flying at the seat of our pants and hoping it didn't go bad, and it didn't. But the point being, we were not prepared for it. So now, common sense preparedness, that's what we're trying to do, is prepare you for situations like that. What is a pandemic? What about an earthquake? What about a flood? What about Hurricane Sandy? And here's the sad part. We talked and talked about Hurricane Sandy, and no one listened. Few people did. Let me rephrase that. Not nobody listened. A few people did. And those who did survived. Those who did not found themselves without power and did not know what to do. Well, we were telling you a week in advance, prepare for no power. Duh. What do? Ain't going to happen to us. Never does. Well, the boy who cried wolf, I guess. Guess who had the last laugh on that one? I'd rather been prepared. Okay, hurricane didn't hit us. I look stupid. Let's laugh and let's go on. But you know what? When it did hit him, I would have been ready. Now, by doing all that, I mean, we got invited everywhere. The Arizona Survival Expo shows. 2012 Las Vegas Survival Expo. We attended the 2012 9/11 ceremonies. Ron Paul Convention. 2012 Florida Survival Expo. Now, we didn't attend every one of these. We couldn't. We couldn't afford it. But we were invited because, you know what? They started to realize who we were and we weren't going to get dragged into what was not real or what was propaganda. And by doing all this, we became a good commodity. We became number one on this. On the Survival Top 50 Reader's Choice Award. We were asked to speak at other radio shows. I helped launch two shows that I know of off the top of my head. And one of them is still broadcasting right now on a different network. Or on a network that I'm not associated with. And that's great. I'm not here to, you know, oh my God, you're not with me, you're against me. No. But I'm there to help as much as I can. And our numbers started showing up. And our numbers started showing that we were doing something good. We had over 80,000 downloads in 2 months. I mean, 80,000 people listening to my voice and listening to what I said, oh my God. I wasn't prepared for that. That flabbergasted me. But people were listening because we came out and told the truth, whether you liked it or not. And we weren't going to tell you our opinions. Hey, we found it on this site, and this is why. But the site is reputable. We're not going to send you to the Russian Times. We're not going to send you to InfoWars or any of that. Because if you look at it, that's propaganda. None of it makes sense. If you sit back and you think about it, did FEMA order 50,000 coffins? They might have. But think about it. Use your common sense here. 50,000 coffins. 500,000 coffins. Let's add a zero to it. That's still not enough. We have 300 million Americans. Are they going to kill 500,000 Americans? I don't think so. If they're going to get anything over, they're going to have to kill 50 million Americans. Come on. Just the sheer number itself doesn't make sense. That has nothing to do with attacking the U.S. population. If people would stop and think about it, the numbers are not enough. The DHS buying all this ammunition, that's not enough. Just the numbers itself wasn't enough ammunition to do anything. It was actually for training exercises. Now, maybe 6 years worth, but that's what it was, training. The only explanation I can come up with, I could be wrong. But if you stop and think about it, and then look at the numbers. I mean, remember, there is 300 million Americans. This radio show reaches 1.3 million. And that's not a lot. But to me it is. I couldn't count that high. Or it'd take me a long time to count that high. But point being, 500,000 even 5 million coffins, that's still not enough to wage any kind of war or anything like that. And remember one thing about this country. Everybody has a gun in this country. That is why foreign invaders do not come to these shores. Because every American has a gun. Almost every American. Let me rephrase that. Here, the Japanese general, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. In 1941, they asked him, why didn't you go from Pearl Harbor to L.A.? He said, because behind every blade of glass in America is a weapon, and I couldn't fight that. And that is so true, and most of our enemies know that. That's why 9/11, the enemies of the state did not reveal themselves, because they knew if it wasn't a police officer that took them down, somebody would take them down. They waited till they were in airport in the airplanes and had hostages to do what they did. I mean, nowadays, granted, try that on a Southwest flight and see what happens. Okay, everybody be climbing. I mean, try it on any aircraft. People be climbing all over the place just to get to them. You know, you want to kill me? That's fine. You're going to kill me with a fight. I'm going to die one way or the other, but I'm going to make sure I'm going to take one or two of you out with me. Even if I throw you out of the plane. I don't care. But the point being here, guys, is 2012 was a critical point. I mean, look at what we had going on in 2012. The presidential elections. The Mayan calendar. Everyone freaked out over that one. That was an interesting one. Now, granted, I never believed it. But I just wanted to see what would happen on December 21st. And I kept my eye open, waiting for people to freak out, and granted, no one did, and that was great. But could you imagine? That's what I was waiting for, us to cause our own problems. It wouldn't be the polar shifts, it would be man doing it. But you know what? They gave us a lot of people that started listening to us and saying, hey, look, they're telling us what they think is the truth. And no conspiracies, no anti-this or any of that. And because it really don't matter in a disaster. Do you think those victims of Hurricane Sandy really cared who the president was at the time? What they cared about was, where's my power? Where's my fuel? Why wasn't I prepared? Not who was running the country at that point. They couldn't care if it was Bloomberg or whoever the mayor was. Or Trump. They wouldn't care. What they cared about was, is the mayor going to help us? Where is the National Guard at? So what we do is we prepare you for disasters. Everything else falls into place then. We'll prepare you for natural, man-made, and personal disasters. That's a lot to think about. But that covers everything. Natural. Tornadoes. Hurricanes. Earthquakes. Man-made. Biological attacks. War. Civil unrest, personal, the loss of a loved one. If you've ever experienced the loss of a loved one unexpectedly, you know how devastating and how much of a disaster that is. Trying to put their final affairs in order. Trying to cope with what happened. And God help him, it was a violent death. Then it was unnecessary. What if I had changed that tire? We come out and we tell you, you know what? If you remember our summertime programs, we were talking about defensive driving. How to drive safely in the summer. How to safely grill. Because death is not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper, telling you about the Covert Prepper Show. If you want to learn how to hide your food, your weapons, your water, your dear-needed medical supplies, then tune in onto Blog Talk Radio. Look for Prepper Podcast Radio Network. Look for the Covert Prepper. I'm there 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time, Saturday nights, where you can listen to me tell you how I figured out how I can hide my stuff. I share this with you. And I'm also undergoing a series called 300 Days to Doomsday. This is where I get people ready to, well, be ready for a doomsday. That doomsday could be the end of the world, or it could be simply as, well, you lose your job. Or even worse than that, you lose your number one provider, your spouse. So listen in and visit www.thecovertprepper.com today.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com.
All right, we've been talking a little bit about what has happened during 2012 for Common Sense Preparedness. And to sum it up a bit, we were basically, because of what we were saying and how we were saying it, we were building a following. I mean, within a year, we've got 25,000 people going to our websites per month. 5,000 listen to on the radio per month. And we reached 1.3 million people. And that's just great numbers. Because I'm used to people in a 40-person class, half of them sleeping on me. Yes, I do. I instruct, and I've done it for years, and I keep them mostly entertained. And that's what I try to do with you guys, keep you entertained. Because if I entertain you, you'll listen, and you'll remember what I'm telling you. So we try and break up things. We're not a 1 hour full of talk. Because if I have to listen to myself for an hour, trust me, I put myself to sleep. I can imagine what I would do to you guys. That's why we put music in there, commercials, something different so you don't hear my voice for a full hour. Heck, I put my kids to sleep by talking. But during the year, we also had our losses. And I want to take a moment to remember our family members that have passed in 2012. Wallace Brown III, a former Marine that came home sick and died of his ailments. And I buried that man out in L.A. I made sure he had a military funeral. Whether he deserved it or not, he had a dishonorable discharge. But I made sure he had his flag, his family was taken care of, and I learned from him. Even in his death, I learned something. I honestly learned what it meant to be in the hood in L.A. We went to, we were given a word that he had passed, and we went out to his house. And we weren't there more than an hour. And then I hear gunshots. And I look at my wife, and I said, "Hit the deck." And they looked at me, "That's firecrackers. I can see the dirt moving." I said, "No, that's gunshots. They shot up the house that he lived in. I mean, it took 6 bullets. One of them hit my car. I was so mad." But you know what the funny thing about that is? The bullet hit my car. It just hit the molding. And the car started working properly for me. And I keep on telling it, like, cruise control won't come on. Cruise control won't come on, I'm going to shoot you. But the point being is, I learned in America we have places and situations that no one talks about. We haven't even approached that subject. And we will this year, though. I mean, the gangs, the mobs, the drug cartels, they're on our territory. They're on our country. And I hear everybody, "Well, we're going to fight the government, da, da, da." You know what? Clean up your streets first. Then we can talk about the government. And that was one thing. The other person we lost in our family, and you'll know, common sense preparedness, we are very family-oriented. I try and get my kids involved. I try to get my grandkids involved. And you can hear that because my grandson announces the show every time. He's 5 years old. So we're very, very family-oriented. So the loss of our family members or people who are involved with the show really hurts us and really makes us love life and that we have life still. The last person we lost was Jackson Alexander Howard. He was only 4 months old from conception. He never saw the world, but yet he was still my grandson, and it was devastating to lose him. I might not have ever met him, but I know he was too perfect for this world. But you see, even with his death, I learned something. I learned to appreciate life, to go on, to save other lives, because he never got a chance to have a life. So you learn from everybody, and that's one thing you got to try and do all the time, is learn from people. Now, with that all said, we pretty much made it through the Mayan prophecies. We made it through the presidential elections. Whether you like them or not, that's up to debate. But that's what it is a debate, because everyone's got an opinion. Through our losses, through your personal losses of this year, and I know a couple of my listeners had personal losses. I know one who lost a father, one who lost a sister. And the shooting in Sandy Hook Elementary, the shooting in the movie theater and in the malls. Is it a gun debate? Is it all about guns? No, it's not. What it should teach us is we need to protect life at all costs. We need to prepare ourselves and our families so we can preserve life. Are they enemies of the state? Well, yeah, they are. And does our oath of office count for them? Yeah, domestic terrorists, domestic enemies. So yeah, we need to defend against that. We need to do something against that. And I'm not. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going into the gun debate. What I'm saying is, there is a reason. I don't believe half the stories I read on the internet. And because a lot of them don't make sense. And that's what this show is all about, common sense. I remember the shootings in Minnesota. the religious center. When it was happening, I was getting phone calls and emails. Oh my God, Tim, what do you know? What have you heard? And da da da. I heard it was four people. It's been four people. You know what? If it was four people, that wasn't going to look good for the militia people. But when the police officer was shot, I know a little bit about law enforcement. A police officer or an emergency responder will not render aid until the situation is clear. The first priority is to secure the area, then render aid, no matter what. If he was shot rendering aid, something doesn't make sense. Is the government lying to us? I don't know. Is the mainstream media lying to us? I don't know. All I can tell you is something don't make sense there. So, I'll take all the facts that I can find, reliable facts, look at it, and make my own decision. And what Common Sense Preparedness does is take all the facts that they can find that are verifiable from reliable sources and provide it to you. You make your decision, not mine. It's not my decision to make. I had one person talk about the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary. I had put out something about talking to your children about it. I didn't say to talk to your children about it. I said, if you're going to talk to your children, understand they're going through something. And these are some of the things you might want to understand. The lady came back and said, who are you to tell me how to talk to my children? I'm like, I didn't tell you that. All I said is, if you're going to talk, it's time to talk. How you talk to them and what you talk to them about, I don't know. That's not my child. I know how I handle my children, but I'm not going to tell you how to parent a child. But people get paranoid, and that runs with them. So, what we've done, at the end of the year, we had Hurricane Sandy. Right during the presidential elections, and kind of tried to take the focus off the elections and what have you. But the point comes down to is, during Hurricane Sandy, what Common Sense Preparedness did was we started broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the internet, Facebook, YouTube, off the radio networks. And we actually were on the phone with 11 families. We provided support and information to 11 families in the Jersey Shore area. Now, understand something. Jersey Shore is where I was born and raised. So my heart's there. And when this stuff started hitting, it hurt me because it was my home, hometown. I was watching stuff float by. I'm like, oh my God, I know where that is. I know what that is. But the job I had at that point was to provide information, verifiable, reliable information. We had some morons out there just putting things on the internet, whether they were true or not. And I know they caught one, and he apologized or something. I don't know what happened to him. But we made sure we verified everything we talked about. If it didn't come from the Weather Channel or reliable information, FEMA, CDC, Red Cross, if it didn't come from one of them, we didn't put it on the air. And yeah, there was a lot of information we had we did not put out there because we couldn't verify it. But the fact comes down to is 11 families were able to better handle that situation because of us. And that caught the attention of a lot of responders and a lot of people in the area, a lot of people that were responding to the area. And plus me out there talking and all that kind of stuff. As soon as Hurricane Sandy's immediate emergency was over, we were asked to put together, from government and non-government entities, a broadcasting network that would be a verifiable, reliable source in the future. And we came up within 3 days with the USA Emergency Broadcast Network. And we developed a team with that to respond to disasters, to promote videos, to promote audio information, to get on the webs, to get on the social networks, to get all over Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all that with verifiable, reliable information. Some of the people that are involved with that, like I said earlier, Team Rubicon, FEMA members, founding member of Homeland Security, chairman of an OSHA council, Red Cross people, not really, he's not Red Cross anymore, he's trying to go back into Salvation Army. And the point I'm making, though, is we put professionals together, experienced, seasoned professionals. So when you hear us, you'll know, hey, this ain't coming from somebody who knows how to cook, and that's all they know is cooking. This guy's been in the field. This guy has seen the bodies. Me, personally, I've had people die in my arms through a disaster. They were 21 years old in a disaster. I've seen 18-year-olds in disasters, all because they didn't know what to do. So what I'll do is I'll give you that experience. I'll talk about that. Try to get you to understand that, you know, disasters can be planned for. You might not always survive it, whether you planned on it or not, but you have a better chance of surviving if you plan for it. We're not going to give you our opinions. We're not going to give you any conspiracies. We're going to provide facts from reliable sources. Where they get their information from, I can't confirm that all the time. But I'm not going to give you something that comes from the Russian Times, especially if it has something to do with American finances. That doesn't make sense. That's called propaganda. So it's not reliable. There's a lot of sources out there, if you take a look, are not reliable, but everyone listens to him. He's the biggest thing there is. No, he's not. He doesn't give you reliable information. He gives you propaganda. He tickles your ears so you will listen to him the next time. Now, some of the goals we have for 2013. Common Sense Preparedness will get back into the original idea of preparedness, and all the news will be shifted to Emergency Broadcast Network. Common Sense Preparedness is going to be the flagship of that new network. So you'll still hear us and we'll still be around. During disasters, we've developed a virtual emergency operations center. So you can go, as John Q. Public, or as one of our listeners, you can go to our website and go into our emergency center and get up-to-date, reliable, verifiable information on what disaster is going on, whether it be weather, whether it be the hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever the case may be. We will try and provide up-to-the-minute information. If we have a major disaster, we will go live with verifiable information. We will send a team out there. We're building a network of partners right now to help develop a disaster response team. We've also entered into a partnership with Prepper Reality Network, and they're a video arm. So what's going to happen is, basically, if we have a disaster, I will send a team out there, they will take video, and any information they receive, they'll send to us. Any information we receive, we send to them, and you'll be able to see it in video, audio, on the social networks and all that. We're going to get the information to you to be informed. And with the information, we'll be preparedness tips, how to prepare for the next one. We're also going to be doing a lecture series around the country. And we're going to start that off as part of our Hurricane Sandy disaster recovery in New Jersey in February. We're going to be out there talking about disaster preparedness and how to prepare for the next hurricane, the next disaster that you might face. We want to become the number one radio network on the internet. And with that, our goal is 100,000 visitors to our website a month. Comments. We're going to put up forms. All kinds of stuff. We're going to get some interaction going with you guys. If you ever have questions, by all means, drop me a line. That's another thing. When you look at these websites and you start to try and follow these people, please make sure you know who they are. If they're not going to tell you who they are, then there's a problem. I'll be the first one to tell you who I am, where my experience comes from. You know what? Like it or not, I know what I'm talking about at times. At times I don't. Like I said, talk to my children. They know. The whole overall goal here is to save lives. And by doing all this, we are hoping to save lives in 2013. Because that's what it all comes down to. Doesn't matter who the politicians are. It don't matter what the newest conspiracy theories are. Are we going into a financial collapse or what? Doesn't really matter. We'll prepare you for it. We'll tell you how to buy gold. We'll tell you how to buy silver, precious metals. We'll also tell you how to budget to provide for your basic storage. We're going to tell you how to cash it and stuff like that. We will always tell you what to do. That's what it all comes down to, saving lives. And hopefully we'll save more than 11 lives this year. And that's what we want to do. Well, that about does it for this episode of Common Sense Preparedness. If you want to follow any information that you heard on this radio program or any other information, follow us at cspdb.com. And remember, a wise man prepares for a darkness while a fool plays. Don't be called playing.
Your BB gun was a world of fun when you were just a little squirt. You learned the rules of defensive tools so that no one would get hurt. You learn to breathe and you learn to squeeze till your aim was always true. You made the right of passage man with your first real 22. Now the new world order crew, well they're making their demands. They don't feel safe if you are armed. You say gun control is using both hands. Amendment was the final one to keep, to hold our other rights intact so we never become sheep. Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, and Pol Pot, they told us names that you never forgot. To teach you lessons to your daughters and sons, to fear the government, to fear your guns. Now the new world order crew, well they're making their demands. Don't feel safe if you are armed. You say gun control is using both hands. Well, I prefer the 308 to the tiny 223. Gives me more than 1,000 yards to protect my family. Using both hands.